down here and like.
Another beer, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is Troy in?
Hey, Steve. What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Troy, it's Jeremiah. How you doing, man?
Could be better, I reckon.
Yeah? What's going on? What can I do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to ask, you know, we talked about a business loan before about, you know, consolidating everything, but what I'd like to do is see what your... We need a... which is a grapple, which is something that picks up logs, and
okay.
A skidder that actually retrieves, you know, it actually saws the logs down out of the woods and brings them out into the open.
Oh, wow, okay. That sounds expensive.
Yeah, well, if you buy them new, they are.
Okay, you guys going to get a used one?
Yeah, we'll probably end up finding us a used one. We find them for anywhere. I mean, if you go buy a new one, they're over $100,000.
Wow.
But if you buy a decent used one, they're around the range between 20 and 50. So,
cool. Do you already have a place picked out where you found one?
No. We haven't found. I just wanted by basically, and you know, we the three main pieces of equipment that we need is that's two of them. Well, the third one is a wood processor
okay.
that actually cords up our wood. We've been doing it manual. Well, we've got some. We've got three or four of our log splitters that we've been keeping people on top of the hill splitting. I mean, we're getting to the season where we're going to have us a processor and dwindle our overhead on a monthly basis. That's why I was telling my partner, I was like, you know, if we could spend an average of $45,000 to $5,000 a month on our overhead on people just splitting wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we could spend that half of that on equipment and then payments or whatever we need to do, you know.
That's a very smart plan.
Plus, you could, the production will be a lot higher.
Right,
so,
and efficient. It'll be efficient, too, you know, so.
Yeah. But my question to you is, you know, if we get something like this going, is there some kind of down payment that you guys are wanting or requiring?
Sometimes we don't require a down payment. Sometimes we do. So it just kind of depends on what type of program I can get you on. The best thing for me to do is get you the application, have you fill it out. I can get you an answer in about 24 hours and then find out which programs work best, and then you tell me which route is best for your guys' business.
What do you think as far as what kind of program? I mean, what is it that determines your program?
So how would you guys rate your credit? I remember last I talked to you, you were letting me know that you guys have a partner. It's 50-50, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Depending, how would you rate your credit?
I would probably rate it. It's in between the sixes. I mean, in the middle sixes.
Okay. And what about your?
And his is probably about the same, if not a little bit better.
Okay. So we're probably looking at... possibly just first and last payment.
Okay.
So let's say if it was $1,500 a month, be $3,000 down.
I got you.
Basically, you're making a couple payments.
okay.
Or we have sometimes some programs where you put
10% down. Yeah.
Of what it would cost.
Okay.
But the one where you just pay the first and last is probably our most popular program.
Right. So we don't make that choice. You guys make that choice for us, right?
No, not necessarily. So what I would do is I will see what programs you guys qualify for, and no matter what they are, I tell you, and then you can pick it. Because it doesn't matter to me which one you take, right? I'm just here to help and give you some options. So I'm going to give you whatever options I can get you qualified for, because some of those programs, they have like different special payoffs. They have different... terms, like some are 3 years, some are 5 years. So there's just so many different options. We're going to narrow it down to based on your guys' industry, based on what type of pieces of equipment you want to get, and then based off the term, you like length of a loan you want. You guys looking to go 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the longer the better because the payments will be cheaper, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely right.
There'll be more interest paid, but... over the long run, that would be something that we could probably pay off early if everything works like we're wanting it to work. I mean, man, we've got more land to cut on than we're able to ever get to. And the reason why is because the lack of the equipment that we have. I mean, if we had a skidder, we'd probably be going through what we've gone through so far already. You know what I mean? So the skidder is a big piece of equipment that we really, really, really need. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is... Well, you guys are losing money then, huh? Every day that you don't have it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not losing money, but we're not losing any money, but we're comfortable, if that makes any sense. I mean, we're not broke. I mean, it's basically the wood jar sustaining itself. It's not...
But you could... You could increase your profits and be more efficient in how you do it, right? I mean, that's just what it comes down to, is the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would much rather spend something that we're going to have long-term as far as equipment is concerned, opposed to just getting by and being able to pay everybody that we have working here. So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, let me you still have that same email? I have Troy Ditto 1 Racing.
Yes, sir. That's it.
At is it Yahoo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Troy. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll send over the application to you. It's a half a page for equipment. I'm going to need your and your partner's information on there, basically. Some signatures, and then a few bank statements, and then a most recent tax return.
Now, we don't have a tax return from this place yet.
Oh, that's right, because you guys are a brand new business. Okay, it was only 10 months last time we talked.
The beginning of the month, beginning of the year. So, I mean, perfect. The first couple months up in November of last year really wasn't anything, I mean, compared to what it is now. But
true.
I didn't even, so it ain't no big deal.
Okay, yeah.
I do, no biggie.
Yeah, not an issue.
Okay. Let me and him get together and talk, and let me send this. Because he's going to have to be the one to print all this stuff out. He's got all that crap at his house. So.
Okay, so you want me to send it to that email still?
No, that's fine. Let me get a hold of him and find out what his email is, and y'all can email it from mine to him. So.
Perfect.
Whatever that is.
Okay. And if you have any more questions, Troy, let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer them for you. I appreciate you keeping me in mind.
All right, Jeremiah. I appreciate it, bud.
All right.
Bye. All right, bye.